This is Sunday Satsang, April 12, 2020. Says, I wonder, have you ever been bothered by superstitious elements in the path? I see stuff like astrology has eaten up the whole Indian society. What's that? Yeah. And the Christian-related scriptures contain enough of astrology and such anti-scientific elements. Very good. You can make some comment. Thanks. Superstitious element. He says, "Have you ever been bothered by the superstitious elements on the path of bhakti?" And then he says, "I see stuff like astrology." Wants me to comment on this. Well, one thing I can say about astrology that I heard from my teacher, that in all the Goswami and all their writings, they don't mention anything about astrology. You know, in the Sat Sundarbhas by Jiva Goswami, 100,000 shlokas, and the Stavamala and Stavavali, and 25 books of Rupa Goswami, and eight or nine books of Raghunath Das and Sanatana Goswami, Brihad Bhagavatamrita and Laghu Bhagavatamrita. So many books are there, they don't comment anything about astrology. The only thing of astrology, it says that Krishna was born, the Gargacharya came and did his birth chart, the name-giving ceremony. But astrology doesn't have any role in the life of a devotee, because devotees surrender to Krishna, he's on a karmic path. He's not on a karma path anymore. He's on a bhakti mark. He's in Achyuta Gotra. He's in the infallible family of Krishna, Achyuta Gotra. And he's practicing, he's engaged in akarma. It's not karma, it's not vikarma, it's akarma. It's seva. We're doing seva, we're not doing karma. Everyone's doing some kind of good or bad karma. Devotees are only doing Krishna seva. Krishna seva. Sevananda. So my comment is, we don't need anything about astrology. Maybe use astrology. You can use maybe for marriage combinations. Astrology is a pretty interesting science. If you get a good astrologer and good charts, couple getting married, you can maybe make it more compatible. Other than that, there's not much value. I mean, we take our lead from the six Goswamis. They don't mention anything, Hari Bhakti Vasra, anything, there's nothing about astrology. As far as I know, what I heard from my teacher and what I've read, I haven't seen any comments at all about astrology. And superstitious, I mean, there's one thing that's called omens and another thing called superstitious. So omens are signs in nature that indicate something. And these are not... You may lump omens in with superstition, but it's superstition, maybe imagination or just some phobia or fear with no factual basis. But omens, there's a whole, some books, can't remember, it's called Jata or something. There's some books in Sanskrit about omens. And this is knowledge, practical knowledge that saints and sages have gathered from nature. From their experience, it's one of the forms of knowledge, pratyaksha. One way to gain knowledge or establish pramana is pratyaksha, direct experience with the senses. It's also valuable. It's called shabda pramana, the shruti pramana, shruti prashtaya, shruti smriti prashtaya. The shrutis and smritis are the highest, most factual, clear presentation of truth and absolute truth, pramana. But also there's anuman, there's inference, there's naya, anuman, and there's pratyaksha, logic, reason, an experience. Pratyaksha, direct sense perception, is also a form of gaining knowledge, establishing facts. So the sages have observed nature, and they say, they've written all these things down in different shastras. So people that follow, they say, don't travel on Thursday afternoon, it's inauspicious. And someone might say that's superstitious. But it's not superstitious because Rahu controls the time period between 1 and 3, between 1:30 and 3 o'clock in the afternoon on Thursday. It is controlled by Rahu Grahan. So it's called Rahu Kal, the time of Rahu. And Rahu can create some difficulty in travel or some accident. This is fact that has been observed and been recorded in the books of India, in the Sanskrit texts of India. So someone might say, oh, that's superstitious, you know, it doesn't happen like that. But it does happen. Or they say if a crow, in these shastras they say all about different animals indicate different things. Crow indicates this, the jackal indicates that. If a mongoose crosses, if you're beginning a journey and a mongoose crosses your path from left to right, runs across the path, that means you'll be successful in your journey. And many things are there. So some people, Western, Occidental people, will say, all these Oriental people, these Indians, they're superstitious, they believe in all this stuff. But it's not superstitious, many of it's factual. So you said superstitious. As far as I haven't been bothered, I haven't met many superstitious elements in the path. One time, maybe some superstitious, some negativity was in my life, and I went to one Brahmin, I asked his advice. He said, you should chant Vishnu Sahasranam for 1 month. I said, why? I chant Hare Krishna Mantra. That's 1,000 names of Vishnu is equal to one name of Krishna. The power and potency of one name of Krishna is 1,000 names of Vishnu. Some shastra says like that. And I said, I just chant Hare Krishna and it'll do everything. Krishna is my maintainer, my protector, my friend, my Lord, my Ishta. He's everything. Krishna, 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 Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Rakshaman, Krishna, Krishna, Payaman. What more? He made a nice point to me. He said, as Brahman, he said, yes, you chant Hare Krishna, you're a Krishna Bhakta. That's nice. You're trying to love Krishna, serve Krishna. But Krishna, he's involved in Leela. He's not involved in karma. He's not involved. If you're having some negativity there, maybe some superstitions or whatever, some funny things happening in your life. So better you chant Vishnu. Vishnu, he manifested this, your body, he manifested this, he's in charge of this world and all the problems of this world. It's Vishnu's concern, he's the maintainer. So you chant Vishnu Sahasranam. Don't you chant Hare Krishna. Why you chant Hare Krishna? You chant Hare Krishna to attain Prem. And you don't want to disturb Krishna, he's in Leela. So you chant Hare Krishna to attain Krishna Prem, not for correcting your karma or removing some negative elements in your life. That was my experience with superstitious. He says, have you ever been bothered by superstitious elements in your path? One person was harassing me a lot and doing very strange things. And I couldn't get, shake them off, get rid of them. So I was a little perplexed. I went to this Brahmin. I said, what do I do this? Person is harassing me. I want, not meet them, not see them, or be bothered by them. So he said, chant Vishnu Sahasranam. And he preached to me about Krishna's in Leela, let Krishna's Leela Purushottam, don't disturb Krishna's Leela. And you're not chanting Hare Krishna for just, you're chanting Krishna to get prem and disturb Krishna. So he said, chant Vishnu Sahasranam. So that made sense. It was logical. I liked his preaching. So I accepted. I chanted Vishnu Sahasranam for a month. And what happened? Lo and behold, everything became auspicious again. And the problem was solved. Jai Radhe. Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe Sham, Jai Radhe, Radhe, Radhe Sham. Jai Radhe Shyam, Jai Radhe Shyam, Radhe Shyam, Jai Radhe Shyam.